You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Welcome to this week's installment of Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition. I have a question for you. Do you like snakes? How about poisonous snakes? Well, Michigan is home to just one species of venomous snake, and that is the eastern Massasauga rattlesnake. The snake species is currently on the federal candidate species list. That means it's not yet on the threatened or endangered list, but its population decline does make it a candidate for those lists at some point in the future. An effort is underway locally to protect the eastern Massasauga rattlesnake. Our guest this morning is Stephen Parrish, and Stephen is Eastern Massasauga Rattlesnake Habitat Restoration Project Manager and Natural Areas Specialist at Mathai Botanical Gardens and Nichols Arboretum. Good morning, Stephen.
Hi, David. Good morning.
Well, let's start here. How prevalent is the Massasauga rattlesnake in Michigan?
It has actually a pretty good population in Michigan. The population is declining, as it is in all of its range, but Michigan is kind of the last stronghold of the snake. It is a species of special concern.
And it is primarily located in the southern portion of the state, right around where we live?
It's got a good population here in Washtenaw County, but it is actually found throughout all of the Lower Peninsula. Historically, many of the counties have been extirpated, locally extinct of populations. But
what about this area makes it such a good habitat for the rattlesnake?
Where I work at Mathai, there's about 350 acres, and there is Fleming Creek, which runs right through the middle of it. Perfect habitat for the snake during its winter months. And then there's an adjacent upland nearby, a prairie, where it will feed off of its primary prey, the meadow vole.
This snake, it's a relatively small snake, and it's really relatively timid in temperament, isn't it?
Yes. It's a small to medium-sized snake, maybe about 2 feet long, but it is rather plump, not quite as big a round as a rolling pin, but it's gray to brown. It has dark blotches on it down its back, kind of like little bow ties. And it has a triangular-shaped head, but the main feature is the rattle.
But it's different than what we might have familiarized ourselves with when we've watched National Geographic specials and seen the western diamondback rattlesnake.
It's surprisingly small when you first see them. At first you're kind of like, is that? Yes, it is a rattlesnake. I see the rattle. And if you do happen to be up on it close enough, it will actually rattle its tail.
But it doesn't sound like, again, what we've become familiar with through many of the wildlife programs we've watched. It sounds somewhat different.
Yes. If you remember, late summer, there's the cicada, and it's more of like a high-pitched buzz of a cicada. And it is a cute snake, if I may say.
And you've been up close and personal, right?
I've had the pleasure to see about a dozen of them over the last year and a half here.
But see, a year and a half, a dozen, that points something out, that this snake will avoid human contact if at all possible, won't it?
It is a very reclusive animal, and it tends to stay in the thick brush, the deep grass, but it will sun itself on the trails in the morning and in the evenings.
I've never seen one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is probably a common experience that we don't even know they're there.
Most people that I tell that Michigan is home to a rattlesnake, they but it seems about 70% of the people I say, they had no idea that the snake existed here in Michigan. And a lot of people actually would like to see them and say, gosh, you're lucky for
that. Yeah, I would, from a distance a little bit. This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and our guest this morning is Stephen Parrish. We're talking rattlesnakes in the local area. Stephen is Eastern Massasauga Rattlesnake Habitat Restoration Project Manager and Natural Area Specialist at Mathai Botanical Gardens and Nichols Arboretum. Humans are the greatest threat to the species of snake, aren't we?
Yes. The population has seriously dwindled over the last 100 years, mainly draining of the wetlands, opening up their habitat for farming, development, roads. So they've kind of just been pushed into the corners, if you will, of that remaining habitat.
what ecological value do these snakes have? I mean, why are they important? And I don't think that anybody, given the option, would prefer to have rattlesnakes in their backyard necessarily, but do they provide a service?
They do provide a very crucial role in the ecosystem as it functions. Its primary prey is the meadow vole, and the meadow vole has 12 litters a day, a year, that is. And
that's a lot of babies.
If left unchecked, that would get out of control. They eat grasses and seeds, the roots, the roots of trees and shrubs, bulbs. And so the Massasauga actually keeps that population in check. It also provides food for hawks, owls, herons, even foxes. And so it actually plays this critical role. It's a keystone species, they say, in providing food and control. A relatively small number can have a large impact on its environment.
Is it a hard sell to get people to buy into the idea of rattlesnake preservation?
It can be. I have found that when I first talk about this snake, people have fear in their eyes. But I think with a little bit of education, they start to warm up to it. And I think with knowledge, it generates interest, and interest can generate compassion. And I see that when I talk to people about the snake, and they start to become more comfortable knowing a little bit more about the snake and how it fits into the ecosystem.
Well, with this knowledge and some of that compassion, as we move forward, how important is it that we be stewards of the habitat that will allow them to thrive?
I think it's very important to treat our land with respect. We can't just thrash it like we have been. And it's if you build it, they will come, and preserve it, they'll stay. My role at MATHI primarily is removing invasive plants, invasive species, kind of basically returning the habitat as it once was for the snake. It takes a lot of work with volunteers, with students, and it's great to be a teacher for these people about the snake and the critical role that it plays in the environment.
Is it the goal to further expand the population of the eastern Massasauga rattlesnake, or is it to maintain current population levels based on the amount of habitat available?
The goal would be, MATHI has a very good population of snakes there. So right now it's to keep the population stable so that we can continue, so our grandchildren can see what a venomous rattlesnake looks like.
Well, as people head out to the gardens this summer and start looking around, perhaps with an increased awareness of what they might see, what should one do if they encounter this rattlesnake?
If you are one of the lucky ones to see a rattlesnake, observe it from a distance. As I said before, they're a very timid snake. They will turn around and slowly go the opposite direction from where you're coming, or they'll just sit there and bask. Often you can sit there and observe this beautiful snake with distance. It's amazing how you can be in the presence of the snake and become more and more comfortable after you realize that the snake really isn't aggressive at all.
Right. And hardly anybody ever gets bit by these snakes because they will avoid you.
Yeah, just 1 to 2 bites a year in Michigan, and rarely life-threatening. So it's very uncommon to have that occurrence.
Yeah. You had mentioned to me off-air that they kind of fire a warning shot that most bites, they don't even envenomate. It's just kind of to let you know, back off.
25% to 50% of the bites are what they call dry bites, and they won't even have the venom injected. So it is more of a warning.
So it's important that we recognize that there is beauty in this snake, and if we can overcome our fear, then it can be better appreciated.
Absolutely. The snake is a critical part of the ecosystem, and it's been here long before we have been, and I think we should preserve what we can of its habitat.
Stephen, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Great to be here, David.
That is Stephen Parrish, Eastern Massasauga Rattlesnake Habitat Restoration Project Manager and Natural Area Specialist at MATHI Botanical Gardens and Nichols Arboretum. I'm David Fair, and I invite you to join us next week for another installment of Issues of the Environment. It is a weekly segment produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and it's heard each Wednesday during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.